Hello everybody, Mother Cherry here, bringing you some words from Leigh-on-Sea and Southend-on-Sea on this second Sunday of Advent, which is the 6th of December. And we're very thankful that we are back in church, able to worship together as a community again. However, we still have to be mindful of those who are unable to be with us for whatever reason, whether they are worried or anxious or because of being ill or incapacitated or shielding. Let us keep those people in our hearts today as we come together on this podcast to say a few words to God and pray together and hear from the words of God from the Bible. So on this second Sunday of Advent, let me remind you that if you were in church, it would be when we light our second candle. And this candle is usually purple, of course, because we're in Advent. And as we light it, we would be sharing a prayer. And that prayer is said as we light the candle. You may like to know that this candle represents peace, and it's called the Bethlehem candle. Each candle represents a stage on the journey towards the birth of Christ. So the prayer that goes with this, and if you're listening to this tomorrow, if you've got a candle, maybe light it. Father, this second week of Advent, keep us in perfect peace as our minds are longing to accept the truth of your powerful love. Thank you for your mighty sovereign hand. Help us to trust fully in you and rest in the peace that you offer. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So, let us ready our hearts and minds and ask God to enter into this time of community together. Almighty God, to whom all our hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In penitence we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Gospel reading today is from Mark, and we're right at the very beginning of the Gospel. Mark 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with Holy Spirit. So, My reflection actually today is not on the gospel reading, although there is a link obviously between the reading I did choose to reflect on and the gospel reading. So what I want to do is read you the first reading of Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent, which is Isaiah 40, 1 to 11. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I say, what shall I cry? All people are grass, their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. So my reflection today is inspired by those words of the prophet Isaiah at the very beginning. Comfort, O comfort my people. And the painting that I chose is a painting that I didn't really know very much about. It came up, I never really know how the works of art that I choose, arrive on my internet in the way in which they do. Sometimes I do, sometimes I know exactly which work of art I want to use. Other times I just kind of play around and then suddenly something happens. And I guess I'd like to think it's the Holy Spirit. So this painting is by an Italian painter, and his name was Angelo Morbelli, and he painted this in 1903. It's called Christmas of Those Left Behind, and that sounds pretty sad, doesn't it? He became best known for his recording of the lives of elderly ex-soldiers, obviously this is before the First World War, so these soldiers would have served in Italy during. I don't know if they would have done it during the unification. Sorry, my history is not that good, so it might be something to look up. Anyway, if you look at this painting, it is striking in its use of light and shade, and I guess that's something that always draws me. It looks like a row of empty desks, but actually they're empty sort of box pews. But right in the centre is an old soldier bent over in the light that is coming from the window, wearing his uniform, his cap and what have you. Behind him is another whose face we can't see at all because he has his hand, his face resting on his arms. So this kind of This is a beautiful painting and it made me think. So let me just say that the reason why I love the words from the prophet Isaiah is because I think the imagery of the passage seems so tender and intimate. And I think we could all do with some of this comfort, this tenderness in our lives. A reminder that even when the world looks a bit dark and gloomy, as Christians we know that the darkness will always be pierced through by the love of God for his people. We only have to look at the cross for that fact. I chose this odd but beautifully lit painting because it speaks to my soul of the comfort that prayer brings and the knowledge of being held in God's hands as I try my best to make my heart straight for him to enter in. The title of the work is not very comforting. It suggests the sadness of those who have no family to visit them, to bring them comfort at Christmas. But I'm not so sure that the title of the painting really suits the mood. The man in the centre is bathed in light as he prays, and I think he must be holding a rosary in his hands. And a candle sits on the pew shelf in front of him. While he sits so still, he does not seem devoid of comfort. In fact, I look at the shadow cast over the pew face. It is the shadow of the cross. Therefore, I feel he derives his comfort from his faith as he waits patiently held in the tender hands of his loving God. There is no despair here, just patience and hope. Amen. So let us pray. Let us pray for the world around us. Let us pray for people who need peace in their lives, who are lacking comfort in their lives. Let us pray for everybody around the world who are waking up this morning to conflict, persecution, poverty, hunger, for a lack of friendships, support, to abuse. Let us pray for them and let us be their comfort in our prayers. Let us pray for those who are in charge around the world. As ever, I just pray that they be more mindful of those who are lesser than them. Those of us that don't have a big voice or lots of money or control powerful corporations or have friends in high places. But particularly those who are right at the bottom of the ladder, who may not even have a roof over their heads. We pray that those who have authority and have charge of our country will be mindful of them. We pray for our church community and we pray for the people around us, the people who live and work and visit. We pray for those who are sick at this time. We pray for those maybe who have not asked for any prayers, who are suffering in silence. And we pray for those who have asked for our prayers, for David and Naomi, Eris, Susan and family, Tina and family, Betty, Kim, Glenn and Megan, for Linda and family, for David Raglan, for Gail, for Jill, for Lenny, Ingrid, for baby Henry, for others, for Marion, who is possibly coming to the end of her life. Pray for her family. And we pray for Mike Knott, who is also coming towards the end of his life. We pray for him and his wife. We pray for those who have died recently and those whose years might occur during this month of December. For those who have died recently, we pray for Alec Duke. And we also pray for those who have died alone and those who will die in this coming week. And we pray for those whose years might occur this month. So in St. Mark's, we pray for Ginny, and we pray for Patricia, and we pray for Helen Sandover. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. We offer up all our prayers and ask for the prayers of the angels and saints, and particularly our Mother Mary, saying, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I offer up the Lord's Prayer and ask that you would join me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now, let us be blessed by God. And I will bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this day and always. Amen. I hope that your week coming is a peaceful one. And I hope that all the things that make you feel comforted happen to you this week. And I pray that we will meet together in safety and in God's love this time next week as well. Amen.